KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, breezy, and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Our winds here in Atlantic currently out of the east-southeast at 17, gusting up to 27 miles per hour. Earlier gusts had approached 50 miles per hour or slightly above. National Weather Service in Des Moines says those counties north of Interstate 80, Carroll, Audubon, Dallas, Crawford, Sac, and Guthrie can expect a brief period of strong winds this morning with thunderstorms as they roll through the area. Winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with sustained gusts over 50 miles per hour are expected to persist for a short time before decreasing. Therefore, motorists should be alert to rapidly changing wind conditions in and around the storms. And the Weather Service issued a flood warning until late this afternoon for all or portions of the East Fork 102 River in Taylor County. The river is basically at 20.3 feet, at least it was at 6:45 this morning. That was just below flood stage of 24 feet. No flooding is occurring, but record forecast flooding is forecast. The river is expected to flood at mid-stage today and continue rising to 1.3 feet above flood stage this afternoon before falling at 24 feet. East Main Street near the water plant in the Bedford area begins to flood, and some residences near the floodplain on the east side of the town flood as well. That's again a flood warning for the East Fork 102 River in Taylor County until this afternoon. Elsewhere in the news, in an update to our report Tuesday morning, Creston police said today one of two women arrested Tuesday on drug charges faces more charges. 40-year-old Amy Crispin of Creston now faces two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Crispin and 21-year-old Cammy Hilton of Creston were arrested between 2:15 and 2:25 a.m. Tuesday. Hilton still faces a charge of possession of controlled substance with intent to deliver. Both women were being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $5,000 bond each. Creston police report also 14-year-old Nathan Raines of West Des Moines was referred to juvenile services Tuesday evening after he was allegedly found to be in possession of marijuana in the 1200 block of North Walnut Street in Creston. The teen was subsequently released to the custody of his mother. And a Creston woman reported to police Tuesday afternoon that sometime between 3 and 4:30 p.m., someone entered her apartment at 212 North Oak Street and stole an Xbox One, two controllers, an Xbox One game, and a charger for the controllers. The culprit, authorities say, may have entered the apartment through a window. The loss was estimated at $500. Officials of the Stuart Police Department issued a somewhat tongue-in-cheek statement on their social media page Tuesday evening with regard to a drug bust. Authorities said the Stuart Police Department K-9 unit was on a routine traffic stop in the 100 block of North Adair Street Tuesday, and that while the officer was speaking with the occupants of the vehicle, the driver fled on foot, leaving behind a large quantity of methamphetamine and marijuana. Officials said also that, quote, on a side note, we would appreciate any information the public is willing to share regarding the location of Kyle Styron. We have some items of his that we would like to speak with him about, but for some reason, he's been avoiding us. If you know where Styron is, you're asked to call the Stuart Police Department at 641-747-2214. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at the High School Media Center. Their meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. During the session, the board will act on hiring, transfers, and resignations, along with approving the 2016-17 non-certified staff's tentative contract agreement. During the discussion phase of their meeting, the Atlantic School Board will hear presentations with regard to the Home School Program, ELL Program, and Spring 2016 Iowa Assessments Board. They'll also talk more about a proposed special election for an income surtax. During their meeting 2 weeks ago, the board agreed they still want to bring the income surtax vote back before the patrons of the district. Board Secretary, Business Manager Mary Beth Fast said at that time that the earliest the surtax could be placed before the patrons of the district is a special election on September 13th. The board would need to have a ballot request submitted to the County Election Commissioner Dale Sinderman by no later than July 29th. The next available dates for special elections are in December of this year and February or April of next year. Last September, voters rejected a public measure to add an income surtax component to the district's physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL. Mary Beth Fast has stated in previous meetings that the maximum surtax the district could impose, if approved by the voters, is 10%. She said even if the district requested a 9% surtax, that would generate $300,000 and make for a 67-cent difference in property tax relief. The CAM School District's Board of Educators is set to meet during a special session tomorrow morning in the CAM High School Media Center. That meeting begins at 7:30 a.m. Thursday. During their session, the board will discuss and act on several matters, including open enrollment applications, resignations, contracts, the 2016-17 master contract, teacher contracts, Schedule B, support staff, and administrative contracts. The board will also act on a resolution adopting the Cass County Hazard Mitigation Plan and set the date and time for a public hearing on the Children's Internet Protection Act, or CIPA, along with the authorizing of bids and setting the date and time for public hearings on the parking lot improvement project and bus lane improvements. Members of the Griswold and Lenox School District's Board of Education held a joint meeting Monday night in Lenox to discuss the subject of superintendent sharing between those districts. Griswold School Board President Scott Hansen told KJAN News yesterday the meeting was kind of like the early stages of dating, having coffee to see if you want to continue seeing the other person. He said both boards will take about a week to mull over what they discussed and meet again to decide if they want to continue with talks about a sharing arrangement. Hansen said also they don't want to rush it and there's still a lot of work to do before details are even hashed out. After that, if both districts are still on the same page, public forums will be held for patrons of both districts to gauge input and answer questions. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.